Hello, welcome to my podcast, podcastnya Indah. Podcast about full-time learner from Dwi Indah Ang. So, keep listening. Hello, coming back to podcastnya Indah. I'm trying to talk in this podcast using English because I have to train my English skills to speak in English more and more and more, because I know language, if we don't use in certain times or every times, I know the skills will drown. So I would like to try using full English in this podcast. I hope you enjoy my podcast in this episode, and if you any suggestion or recommendation or criticize about this podcast, please just DM on my Instagram at @dwindaang. So today I would like to tell you about my passion and my dreams, how a dreamer I am since my 17 years old. No, since before that, a 14 years old, I was dreaming for visiting the United States. I'm just a dreamer, you know, dreamer. Oh my God, I am a person who live in far from the town, so far from metropolitan, far from the modest fashion or the current trending about lifestyle. And here the point, I just love surfing into the internet, I love trying, and I love to networking to the new person through the internet. It was using Kaskus. I'd love to networking so much, and I love to try the new things. At that time, I remember I was at public speaking course that was using English, and the first thing my teacher show us as the students about the Indonesian students who present their research in United States, and I, oh my God, I'm so emotional to tell about this story. I know when I watch that video at the class, I just told to my friend, but someday I would like to be them. I would like to be the part of their dream, Indonesia team, I mean. Then what I say a common word, right? Common sentence, right? It's just not a great dream or great goals to achieve or something like that. Then afterward, 2 months after that, I was offered by my teacher at a school, would you like to be a researcher team in the school? Yes, I'd like to be a part of them. You know, I didn't know about the research at all. I didn't know about electricity, I didn't know about the physics, I didn't know about math, and everything about the research. I just want to take the change, and I wasn't expecting that I could be a part of Indonesian team at the time. Then I just do the research, and wholeheartedly I trying to search my partner and seeking the great partner and the right partner too. Yes, this is not only common research. It is a dream. We can go this research to the national stage, and we can present this and we can win the gold medal. That's what I say to the partner. And then at the time two partner left me and they coming to my journey. Three partners, yes. I was changed my partner three times. And then the fourth partner is my senior, 1 year ahead of me. Then we just go this journey. We just go this journey, apply to the national, what is that? Research Olympiad. That's from the Ministry of Education. And then I present to the judges. You know, I pass the document stage, which means I compete with the 1,000 researchers all over Indonesia, and then I presented on poster panel. So the poster panel, I just present what is my research and how does it works and whatever it does and whatever I and my team did the research. What is the journey is so memorable. Then the next day after the poster panel, we are selected being the best 10 of the poster presentation. The poster presentation is 30 teams all over Indonesian team who passed the document stage. And then at the presentation I just present what I want to present, what I want to tell. So I just convince all the judges over there. I just tell that my research, the Joltif, would be usable as the renewable energy, as the renewable energy of this era. Because you know, my research is about the using electromagnetic. We can storage the electricity to the capacitor, or we call it the battery, so we can use it to the street lamp. You know, it's a low cost because we just use the electricity, electromagnetic is the abundant things here, not only here, all over the world. You know, the electricity supplies on the street is produced electromagnetic. So I just take the electromagnetic thing and then storage it and use it to the electricity street lamp. Then I was not expected before. I didn't expect anything. I just want you to present very well. So I just present using my natural vocal, not using microphone at all, because that was a trouble at the time. So after that, on the night, I remember that is Thursday night. Thursday night is the awarding night. That is announcement who will get the gold medals, silver medals, and the bronze medal. And at the time, I was just trembled. I was just nervous. Could I be a champion? Could I be the winner? That is so, oh my god, memorable moment so far. So the announcement is from the bronze medals. Three teams got bronze medals and the silver medals, and the last is gold medal. There was three teams. And then the first medals and the second medal and the last medals is my team. Oh my god, that was so memorable moment. I'd love to remember that. That was so, oh my god, always make me crying. I know the journey. It was 2 years. No, I mean one years. To reach that step, to reach that gold medals. I didn't enjoy any holiday at all. I just doing that research. Yes, I know the result is so amazing. Then after 3 months later, I was visiting Bali with my friends from school. Then at that time, my teacher called me to return back to Salatiga and then prepare everything else about my research to compete with another winner. So Indonesia can choose only 3 teams to be delegation to present the research in America. That was amazing opportunity for me. Yes, of course, because this opportunity not come into every students in Indonesia, right? So that opportunity I take, then I was compete to 5 teams over there. Then I was being selected to be the best 3 being Indonesian delegation to present our research to Intel ISEF, Intel International Science and Engineering Fair at Los Angeles, California, United States of America. Oh my god, that was a long journey to get there. I was struggling to my research wholeheartedly. Oh my god, 2 years is not a short time. You know, 2 years at my senior high school moment, I spent to my research. Then I just go with that research, and I didn't expect anything to go there to America. So the result is about when I did wholeheartedly without expecting anything, the result will be much amazing, more amazing. More amazing than expectation, you know. That was my lesson until now. Then that was my cool experience, you know. When I visited Los Angeles, I was just amazed. Oh my god, I'm here in America. Oh my god, I'm so proud of me. I'm so proud of my achievement so far. It's not the end of the game. It's just only the beginning of my life. Till today, I'm just a dreamer, and I am always strive forward, always struggle what I want to achieve, struggle what I want to believe, to coming through what I want to be. I just beyond a dreamer. I just a dreamer, and I'd like to struggle to achieve and reach that goals and the dream. Yes, that is only my dream catcher. That's my journey to achieve about my dream at 17 years old. That's cool. That's cool. I want to be another dreamer. Yes, I want to be a speaker at a great audience. Yes, someday I'd like to be that. I mean, yes, this time I just want to try using English again. I know with my bad English, I have to train more and more about my English. So I'd like to wait your criticize, your comment. I'd love to hear what you wanna say about me. Thank you. See you next podcast. Ta-da.